Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for an opportunity once again to share your word. Open, Lord, the floodgates of heaven, and let it rain into our lives. The blessings appointed, the portion of the king's meat that you have reserved for your children. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, O Lord, the entrance of your word always brings light. And in the beginning you said, let there be light. And there was light. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to share with us just a few things today. First, I'm going to read from Psalms 46 and verse 10. I'm going to read from Psalm 46 and verse 10. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise the Lord. Today I'm preaching on the power of praise in bringing victory in every battle. The battle really is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And we're going to read a story. See, one story. There are many in the Bible, but I chose one today. Actually, I have a lot, but I'm going to just cut it down because of the time. And then we will look at some elements of this story and see how this is the story of Jehoshaphat. If you want to turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And it came to pass in those days, see, while he was king, that there came a rumbling and a rumor telling him that, look, there are some that have gathered against you. There's an army, a big host. I mean, host of armies and a very, very large group. See, and some of your enemies, your neighboring enemies and so forth have combined together forces and are coming against you and so forth. So that's the story. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. See. And when Jehoshaphat, when he heard this from verse 3, he set himself to seek the Lord. See, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Hallelujah. And Judah gathered themselves together. See, to ask help of the Lord. Out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat, he stood in the congregation of Judah, Jerusalem, the house of the Lord, new court. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that there is none able to withstand thee? And art thou not God? See, who did drive out the inhabitants of the land before the people of Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, even thy friend forever? So he began to pray, and he said, all this evil has come upon us, and so on, you know, and they were all praying and all that. And he said in verse 12, oh our God, how will thou not judge them, and so on. Now this was what had happened here, was not only Moab but also Ammon, and besides Ammon, you know, they gathered together, you know, a large company, you know, against Jehoshaphat, and his own army, you know, was outnumbered. So he was afraid, and they began to pray. And here is what happened in this story. As they began to pray, he began to seek the Lord. See, now notice the elements of this story that we want to consider today. The Bible does say that they turned to the Lord to ask him for help. See, they turned to the Lord to ask him for help. And as they began to pray, asking the Lord for help, here's what happened. See, right there, the Spirit of the Lord, in verse 14, he came upon him, one of the men there, and he stood and said unto them, "Hearken ye, O Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's." How many of you say amen? Amen. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There's another story in Exodus chapter 14, where Israel, God had brought them out of Egypt, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he pursued them even to the Red Sea. See? And finally, you know, it seemed as if the Red Sea was in front of them, and Pharaoh was in behind them, and they were caught in the middle, and there was no place to go. And Pharaoh even mocked Moses. He said, "Your God is a very poor general." See? Because Pharaoh was a great general. He was a general of an army. He knew how to run the army. He knew how to fight battles. And he mocked Moses and said, "Your God is a poor general. Look at you. See, your back is against the sea. There's no place for you to go." But he made his mistake. He's not a poor general. He's a seven-star general. The Bible says in his hand that he's seven stars. See, he is a seven-star general. He knows exactly what he's doing. He drawed Pharaoh in. Said, "Come on in." You know, the Lord knows exactly what he's doing. He'll draw them in. He'll draw your enemies in. And boom, he'll look at them through the cloud. And all of a sudden, the smoke, the blast of his nostrils, will get rid of them. And in the same story here, we find that, see, this prophet of the Lord, he spoke to them and said, "Don't worry about it. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's." And it says in verse 17, verse 16, "Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zer." See? And he told them where to go. And he said, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still." Just like Psalm 46. "Be still and know that I am God. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, neither be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Amen. The Lord always predicts what he's going to do ahead of time. See, he always tells them, as we have read in the last few weeks, he always tells them what he's going to do. The same thing Moses told them in Exodus chapter 14. As they came up with their backs against the Red Sea, and with Pharaoh breathing down their necks, Moses was right there. You know, and he spoke the words of the Lord. See? And he told them, "Don't be afraid, because the Egyptians that you are looking at today, you shall see them no more." He said unto them in the Exodus chapter 14, and he says unto them right here, and Moses said unto the people, verse 13, "Fear ye not, stand still." See that word again? Stand still. That's the third time. "Be still and know that I am God." The Lord himself said it in Psalm 46 verse 10. We read it again in the prophet that told Jehoshaphat. Say, "Stand ye still." So you will not need to fight yourself in this battle. And then Moses, he told them the same thing. "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians which you have seen today, you shall see them henceforth no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and you will hold your peace." That's, you know, you won't have to do anything at all. The battle is the Lord's. Well, how do you really engage in a battle that is the Lord's? That's what we want to describe here. How did Jehoshaphat, see, the Lord gave the promise And Jehoshaphat stood up and said, believe the Lord, and so shall ye prosper. I mean, be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. But there is something that Jehoshaphat did in order to engage under the rules that the Lord gave him. Because the Lord said, stand still. You will not need to do anything. But actually, Jehoshaphat did something. See? He did something. And that is the something that we want to consider for just a few minutes this morning. See? The Lord told him, stand still. You will not do anything. The battle is yours. I mean, not yours, but mine. See? But Jehoshaphat, he knew. See? When the Lord promises something, the Lord, I said before, the Lord likes to play this game of hide and seek. See, for you little children. See, thou art a God that verily hideth thyself. Even though God gives promise, he still wants you to seek him for that promise. Every promise that he has given. See, all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. But unless you seek him for the promise, and unless you believe with all of your heart, you will not have it. Now let's see how Jehoshaphat, let's see how he approached this. See, because after that they knew that they couldn't win this battle, no matter what they did, because they were outnumbered. And when they were so afraid, they went to the Lord. And the Lord, Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the prophets there, and he told them what to do. And when Jehoshaphat, when he heard this, let's see what Jehoshaphat said. Now, the Lord had told them that they should stand still. But here's what Jehoshaphat said. See? And Jehoshaphat bowed his head in verse 18 of 2 Chronicles 20. He bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and so forth like that, they stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. See, they stood up after they heard what the Lord said he was going to do for them. They did not wait for the Lord to do it first. How many of you are still with me? The Lord said what he was going to do. They did not wait. See, they were afraid in the beginning. Jehoshaphat was praying. He was praying, he was seeking the Lord for help. And he told God, are you not the God that has done all these wonderful great things and so forth? Look at what we are faced today. Do something for us. Did you not say at such a time as in this place, in this house of the Lord, when it was dedicated, that when the people shall call upon you, you will do something? And then the Lord did something. And what the Lord did was the Lord spoke. See? Many times all the Lord will do for you is just speak. And right here in the word of God, he has already done it. He's spoken. When you find a promise, that's all you need. But Jehoshaphat, as soon as the Lord spoke, he didn't sit around just because the Lord said, stand you still. He didn't sit around and say, well, the Lord already spoke. You know, so. Or he might have said, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll just wait and see when the Lord does it, then I will thank him for it. No, immediately they began to worship the Lord. Because they knew that what the Lord had said he was going to do.
Hallelujah.
And then they rose up early, verse 20, in the morning. And they went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, the Lord loves to hear that. Join me in saying, praise the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. Jehoshaphat appointed singers. He looked for the people that could play skillfully. Because David gave the commandment. See? To look for skillful players of all instruments of music. See? And he said, he appointed them and told them what to do. Say praise the Lord and say His mercy and joy forever and do all of these things and just bless the name of the Lord. See, because the Lord has already promised us the victory. So they began to praise the Lord in advance of the victory. And they set the singers in front of the army. Praise ye the Lord. You think God is a poor general? No. He knows exactly what He's doing. When your praise goes before the battle, you win every time.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Don't put your praise behind. Some people wait until the battle is over before they praise the Lord. Well, let's do like Jehoshaphat did here. Let's get in and praise the beauty of holiness. Let's get in and lift up the name of the Lord. Even when the battle is set in array. See, don't wait until it is over. You see, because that will show that you didn't have any faith in the Lord. See, but when you praise the name of the Lord, when you put the praise in front of the army, see, it says, and they went out before the army.
Yes.
They didn't go behind the army. I mean, can you imagine? They are going into a host of, battle front, and you put singers with tambourines and cymbals in front of the army. I mean, you should have put the people that have the assault weapons and all of these things to go in front of them. But Jehoshua said, oh no, let those people be in the back. See, this one is for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This one, we chopped it up in the W victory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The W column. We already won it. This one is for the Lord. Let's put the singers in front.
Yeah.
And they put the singers in front. And they said, let's begin to praise the beauty of holiness. Amen.
Amen.
And now, oh boy, I love this next verse. Let's see what it says. It says, and when they began to sing and to praise. See? When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, that is Elohim. Amen.
Amen.
That's the eternal flame. The Lord, He set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and against the children of Seir, which were come out against Judah, and they were spitting.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ambushments. What did the Lord actually do? The Lord said, David even said, chariots. 20,000 chariots. You know, the Lord has all these things that He can command.
Hallelujah.
He can even turn their own horses against them. See, because the Lord is the creator.
Amen.
See, and He set ambushments. In fact, He made the people think that the other people, He made the Ammonites think that the Moabites were their enemies. And He made the children of Seir think that the Ammonites were their enemies. And they began to fight one another and kill off everybody. You see, all of a sudden, everybody looking, there were three groups that gathered together against Israel. And each of the three groups thought the other group was Israel. Amen. And they began to kill each other. They wiped everybody off. Meanwhile, the people continue to praise. They continue to praise. They continue to praise the beauty of holiness. Praise ye the Lord. How many of you ever read the story of how Jericho, the walls of Jericho fell? Amen. You know, the Bible says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. And this is the man that will know, see, how to move that Holy Spirit. This is the man that knows how to move the angels that excel in strength into action. The man that knows how to praise my name, said the Lord. That's right. See, when you know how to praise the name of the Lord, then you will move the Spirit of God into action. See, and they did this, and listen to what happened. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. That's what I just told you. Everybody stood up against each other. You know, killed each other off. Everybody thought the other one was, you know, they were all allies. But somehow, they thought the others were enemies. They faced each other. They wiped each other off. And when they were done, Israel got the victory. Without doing anything but praising the name of the Lord. How many of you give the Lord a hand clap for that? Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness. They looked and behold the multitude. They were all falling bodies everywhere. They were all slain. They had slain each other. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, see, they found among them the inhabitants both riches. See, with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which were stripped off of themselves. And they could, you know, carry them away. And it, you know, it took them 3 days. 3 days they were still spoiling the spoil. Amen. Because he said the thing was so much. 3 days. Amen. All for praising the name of the Lord. Praise in the name of the Lord. The same thing will work for you today. The same thing will work for you today. I don't care what you are facing. You know, sometimes we face some things. Sometimes we don't understand some things that are happening. But I tell you what. If you can just step back. See, and put the praises of the Lord forward. Amen. And as a people, as a congregation, the Lord told me earlier morning hours this morning. That I was just up most of the night, just waiting on the Lord and so forth like that. And he said, well, you know, my people don't praise me enough. Amen. See, even David, he lamented. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the sons of men. See, we don't praise the Lord enough. You know. But this is the very reason why we were created, is to praise the Lord. Many of us just want the Lord to do this for us and do the other for us and so forth like that. Well, what are you going to do for the Lord? See, what are you going to do for the Lord? What the Lord wants from us is our praises. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He says, but you are a chosen people. See, a royal priesthood. A peculiar people, a chosen generation. For he has ordained you to bring forth, to show forth his praises. There is a new priesthood. It's not about sacrifices for sin. It's about showing forth his praises. This is what they are all about. Show forth his praises. You are a chosen people. A peculiar people, a royal generation. That you should bring forth the praise. It's called the highest praise. You know, the birds, they sing his praises. The trees, they sing his praises. But you are the people of the highest praise. You will show forth the highest praises of the Lord. And when we finally get to the place where we perfect his praises. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, you know, one time, the Bible says that the angels, they never stop. Night and day, always say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, thou who art, who was, who is, and who is to come, the Almighty. The 24 elders, they fall down. The beasts, all of them, night and day, they cease not. See? But one time, the Bible says, all heaven was silent. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. Why was it silent? Because this is their job. Nobody ever does anything else but praise the Lord night and day up there. See? How many of you have ever been to, you ever been to any of these sing songs? You know, I have some grandchildren, you know, and so, you know, have you ever been to some of these kindergarten sing songs, you know, that children do? You know, like Christmas song or something, like 5-year-olds. Anybody ever been to any of those? You know, I've been to some of those, like 5-year-olds and so forth. When you go to some of these things, you know, when they come in there to sing, you know, these 5-year-olds and these 4-year-olds and so forth, sometimes they have sing songs. You see, and all the parents are sitting down there. You know, and when the little children line up, like this 4 or 5 years old, they all line up here, and they begin to sing. Many times, I tell you what, they sound horrible. The song is flat. You know, it sounds terrible. You know? But you look around the crowd. Everybody's cheering. And the people that are cheering the highest are the parents. The parents are cheering the highest. The grandparents are, you know, we're all jumping up and down, even though it sounds terrible, you know. Everybody's joining, you know, we're all excited because that's my son, see. That's my daughter, see. And finally, you know, all the angels making all of the noise, the Lord finally, shh. I want to hear my songs. Give me the highest praise. Amen. Amen. This kind of praise can only come from the redeemed.
Yes.
Angels were never redeemed.
Hallelujah.
That's one up. Amen. On the angels. Amen.
Amen.
See, Bible says they sang a new song. Oh, yes. See, I'm going to sing that new song. Even angels can't learn that song because they were never redeemed. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The highest praise will come from the mouths of his children that were redeemed. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And when we finally perfect that praise, even God will say, shh, to the angels, be quiet. Let me hear. Amen. You know, some people say, oh, I woke up. You know, I was in a dream, I was in a vision, and I heard voices of sweet like angels. People always use angelic singing to describe the best praise. Well, think again. Think again. Amen.
Amen.
The highest praise is described in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Ye are the chosen generation.
Yes.
Ye are a royal people.
Hallelujah.
Ye are the people of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That will bring forth his praises.
Amen.
And the Lord looked. See, he found a man that would do it. His name was David. See, and David, he knew how to do it. How to get a job. We saw that Jehoshaphat did a little bit of it. Because they were following the commandments that David laid down. Say, appoint singers. Appoint the instruments of music and so forth. You know. And finally, after David, they couldn't get the job done most of the time. But the Lord said in Amos chapter 9 and verse 11, I will raise up the tabernacles of David that is laying in ruins. I will bring back the spirit of David.
Amen.
Because the Lord said, I found a man after my heart. The praises, the high praises of God will win his heart every time. How many of you say amen? He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a sharp two-edged sword in their heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me read a few verses quickly here as we close. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Just to show us real quickly the power of praise. When they built the temple and they came to dedicate the temple, see, and all the, this is also not only to show us the power of praise, but to show us the instruments of praise, see, that we should be praising the Lord when we come to the house of God and so forth, you know. And then you can read all of chapter 5 of 2 Chronicles, but I don't have time to read it all. But I'm going to read from verse 11. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified. See? And they did not wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers. So the singers were there, and all the other ones that were arrayed in white linen and so forth, having cymbals, that's like tambourines, and psalteries, and harps. You know, we have some things here today, you know. All of these things, to praise the name of the Lord, they stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests. Now there's another story about that number, but I don't have time for that this morning. Sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers, and I want every one of you to look at the next phrase. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one.
Hallelujah.
To make one sound.
Amen.
When they came together in the unity of praise. just like Jehoshaphat did when they did it also here. It came to pass as they were as one to make one sound, not somebody singing this way and the other singing that way. No, to make one sound in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and tambourines and all the instruments of music, and when they praised the Lord, saying, "The Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever." See, it came to pass when all of these things were happening that the glory cloud, the glory of the Lord, he descended. How many of you know that the Bible says in Psalm 22 and verse 3 that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people? Amen.
Hallelujah.
When the praise gets glorious, God cannot stay away. And he came down, and the Bible says he came, the glory of the Lord was so thick that even the priests could not stand to minister. The glory of the Lord through your praises will come down, that even, see, your problems cannot stand. Your problems and your challenges, they will fall like lightning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. When you put your praises in front of the battle, just like Jehoshaphat did, not behind the army, but in front of the army, the Lord will fight the battle for you. And when he fights for you, you will win every single time. I want everybody to turn with me as you stand to your feet. Psalm 150. Let's read it together. As an example of what the psalmist said, as an example of how we ought to praise the name of the Lord. I mean, when the battle is so thick, sometimes prayer alone may not get the job done, but praise, when it's mingled with righteousness, will always get the job done. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's read together in Psalm 150 this morning and see what the psalmist said. And I want us all with one accord to read this verse, these verses together, this psalm of praise. Let's read it with one accord. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with his stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Come on now. Put your hands together. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 148 together. Psalm 148. Let's read it together. Psalm 148. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the hearts. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree, which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above all the heaven and earth. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. The Lord exalted the horn Your horn is your praise. That's what this verse says. He exalted the horn of his people. Let's take Psalm 149 together. Psalm 149 together. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of saints. He said, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will purify his meek with salvation. Let his saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud even upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their hands. And a two-edged sword in their hands. To execute vengeance upon the commandments upon the king. To bind their kings with chains. Their nobles with feathers of iron. To execute upon them the judgments written. This honor of all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love the sound of praise. I love the sound of praise. Say, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall still be praising the Lord. Oh, blessed are the people that know the sound of praise. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The weapon that gives you the victory, the sharp two-edged sword in your hand, unless it's mingled with praise, it becomes very dull. The edges of that sword become dull. But if you want to sharpen that sword, he said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and then a sharp two-edged sword in their hand, and they begin to smile and begin to pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Now some of you have strongholds. You have some strongholds in your life, and we're going to pull them down today by praise. Amen. We're not going to pray. We're going to praise the name of the Lord to pull down the strongholds. There are some strongholds in the name of Jesus. They are coming down. The walls of Jericho, they are coming down. By praising the Lord, by praising him often, by praising him often, even the glory of the Lord will come upon you. You will be covered with a fresh Shekinah glory. He said, when they praise the name of the Lord, the glory of the Lord came down upon the place, and they could not even stand to minister. Strongholds in your life today in the name of Jesus. The Egyptians that you have seen, you will see them no more. He says, stand still and know that I am God. I will be glorified in your life.
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, he said to me this morning, he said, my people don't praise me enough. He said, if you can only get them to praise the name of the Lord. Oh, people, let us praise the name of the Lord. Begin to 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 praise the name of the Lord. Oh, lift up his praises, sir. Lift up his praises. Oh, you are a chosen people, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Oh, so you have been chosen to bring forth the praises of God, to show forth his praises. Oh, that men will praise them for his goodness, sir, and for his mercy to the children of men. He has broken the gate of brass. He has cut asunder the bars of iron. All your gates of brass, all your bars of iron, they are going to come down this morning by praising the name of the Lord. Oh, by praising the name of the Lord. By praising the name of the Lord. By praising the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, let the people of the Lord shout the victory. Shout hallelujah. Let's shout hallelujah. The Bible says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God. Amen.
If we don't give him our praise, his praises, that's what he wants the most. Now, when we can make the praise of the Lord glorious this morning, then you can feel free to give an offering if you want. See, but today we just make his praise glorious. Let's make his praise glorious. And as a praise swells up in your heart, if you feel like worshiping him with an offering, then come forward and give an offering. See? But we are going to praise the name of the Lord. One of the things the Lord likes, he loves to hear how great he is. I want everybody to say, how great thou art! How great thou art! For all that is in the heavens and in the earth, they are all thine. And thou hast created all things. And that's exalted as head above all. Even riches and honor, they come of you. And you are reigning. You are the reigning king. Nobody can ever dethrone him. circle here, and let's make one united voice of praise. And let's blow down those walls. Let's come around here and just form one big circle. Let's make one united voice of praise. And let's bring down the walls. Every wall in your life. Every wall. I don't care what it is. It's coming down. Let me say amen to that.
Amen.
The walls are coming down.
Amen.
The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And the praise of the Lord is what gets the job done every time.
Amen.
The praises of the Lord is what gets the job done every time.
Amen.
I want everybody, lift up your voice and begin to bless His name. Begin to shout the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Oh, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and bless the name of the Lord. Blessed be 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 the name of the Lord. That which is impossible with man is possible with God. That which God has commanded, nobody can put a stop to it. He said, what the Lord opens, no man can shut. And when the Lord shuts, no man can close. That which the Lord has ordained in your life, the goodness of the Lord, the mercies of God, it will come in your life. By the praises of God. Oh, begin to praise the name of the Lord. And we bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, sing a new song unto the Lord. Oh, yes. His banner over you is His Lord. Oh, His banner over you is His Lord. Oh, His banner over you is His Lord. Oh, I am my beloved. And He is mine. His banner over me is Lord. His banner over you is Lord. His banner over you is Lord. The praise of God. Oh, the praise of God. Praise the beauty of holiness. Praise the beauty of holiness. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Father, we praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we lift up your name, O Lord. We lift up the name of Jesus. The Bible says, God has given him a name.